I move further proceedings under the roll call be dispensed with and the Sergeant-at-Arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. The Sergeant will bring in the absent members. Today's chaplain is the Reverend John Ellefson from Rosemont, Minnesota. Following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Let us pray. Almighty and most merciful God, guide those men and women who hold office in the government of Minnesota, Governor, House, and Senate, that they may perform their work in a positive spirit of wisdom, courage, and justice. Assist them to know that each one of them is called to serve the people of Minnesota as followers of your divine will. Gracious God, be with those who are unable to be present here today. If they are ill, may your healing power rest upon them. Most merciful God, be with those who suffer want and anxiety in their lives. Almighty God, be with those present who have recently lost a family member, husband, wife, child, or close friend. And remember those families, too, that have lost their part of their family in the plane crash this day. May you fulfill their need, comforting them in your abiding love. Gracious God, let us remember those people who struggle with addiction. We pray for your guidance in their search for a proper treatment. O loving God, may you continue to remember those countries throughout the world who are involved in war, bloodshed, provide those war zones in the world with your guidance in seeking a peaceful settlement. O God, be present with those who are in hospitals and nursing homes in our state. Make those who are employed in these facilities very responsive to your love and care. Finally, let us remember all those presently serving in the United States military. Keep them safe and out of harm's way. Support and give guidance to their families in the time of separation. Amen.
Amen. Flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice.
Thank you very much. Yeah, very good. Nice to meet you again. Yeah.
Come back. Thanks. Walking down now. Mike? Secretary will take the roll.
Anderson, Bach, Benson, Bonoff, Brown, Carlson, Chamberlain, Champion, Clausen, Cohen, Dahl, Dames, Dibble, Dietzick, Eaton, Eakin, Fischbach, Franzen, Gazelka, Goodwin, Hall, Han, Herr, Hayden, Hoffman, Housley, Ingebrigtsen, Jensen, Johnson, Kent, Kiffmeyer, Kunin, Latz, Limmer, Laurie, Marty, Metzen, Miller, Nelson, Newman, Nino, Ortman, Osmick, Pappas, Peterson J., Peterson B., Pratt, Reinert, Rest, Rosen, Rude, Saxhog, Scalzi, Schmidt, Senjum, Sharon, Sieben, Skoy, Sparks, Stumpf, Thompson, Tomasoni, Torres Ray, Weber, Westrom, Uyghur, and Wickland.
A quorum is present. We move first to the fifth order of business, reports of committees. Senator Bach.
Madam President, I move the committee reports printed in the agenda be adopted with the exception of the report pertaining to Joint Rule 2.03 on late bills.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Second reading of Senate bills. The bills printed on the agenda will be given their second reading. Introduction and first reading of Senate bills. The bills listed on today's introduction calendar and the addendum are given their first reading and referred as indicated. Motions and resolutions. These are authors' motions to be adopted as one motion. All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Benson.
Madam President, I move that Senate File 1707 be withdrawn from the Committee on Commerce and returned to its author, and I am the author.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Rest.
Madam President, I move that Senate file number 886, number 102 on general orders be stricken and referred to the Committee on Rules and Administration. It's my bill. It's a resolution. It needs to go to rules.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Marty.
Madam President, I move that Senate file 1430, number 132 on general orders be stricken and referred to the Committee on Finance. That's my bill, and it apparently belongs in finance, and so we're sending it there.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Herr.
Madam President, I move that Senate File 534 be withdrawn from the Committee on Jobs, Agriculture, and Rural Development and re-refer to the Committee on Finance. And I have spoke to, this is my bill, and I have spoke to both chairs.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senate Resolution 127 will be referred to the Committee on Rules. Senator Bach.
Madam President, pursuant to Rule 26, I designate the following bills be made special orders for immediate consideration. Members, there are two of them, and the list is on your desk.
First bill on special orders is number 6 on general orders, House File 423, Senator Eakin.
Thank you, Madam President, members. This legislation deals with the issue of sustainability of rural ambulance services. What the legislation does, it provides an opportunity to remove some hurdles and streamline the process for an ambulance service in rural Minnesota to use alternative staffing models. Currently, they need to apply to the Board of Variance to use an emergency medical responder as a driver. Otherwise, they would have to use two EMTs, which is very difficult at times. And so this legislation addresses that, removes the requirement for a variance, and would allow them to use an emergency medical responder driver with an emergency medical technician, an EMT, in the back of the ambulance. This legislation would only impact the rural small ambulance services in need on this issue. So that's the main part of the bill. There's also a provision in here that deals with allowing an ambulance service to negotiate a written agreement with a neighboring licensed ambulance service. And that would include also licensed ambulance services in a neighboring state if it's on a border. If that service currently and remains in compliance with its home state licensing requirements. This is so if there's any gaps, if there's any time when ambulance service cannot provide the services, they would have a neighboring service that would be have an agreement in effect so that they would continue to have 24-hour coverage for those services. And with that, I'll stand for any questions.
Are there any questions? Any discussion? Secretary will give House File 423 its third reading.
House File Number 423, a bill for an act relating to health, eliminating the requirement of a variance for a staff requirement for ambulance services.
Secretary will take the roll. All members having voted, Secretary will close the roll. Secretary will not close the roll. Senator Sharon, how do you vote? Senator Sharon votes aye. Senator Peterson votes aye. There being 63 ayes and 0 nays, the bill is passed and its title agreed to. Members, we only have one more bill, so please stay close. The next bill on special orders is number 39 on general orders, House File 794. Senator Carlson.
Thank you, Madam President and members. House File 794, which has already been acted upon in the House, will take the Senate language for technical and conforming changes made to the statutory sections relating to surveying to streamline, simplify, and provide consistent guidance to land surveying. This bill has been brought forward by the Minnesota Society of Professional Surveyors, MSPS, the Minnesota Association of County Surveyors, MACS, to help provide guidance and consistency to reduce redundancies in surveying-related statutes. In addition, the proposed legislative changes will address technology changes to the industry around the media that's used for the recording process. The language House File 794 has been discussed with the stakeholders, the Minnesota Recorders Association, the State Bar Association, the Minnesota Land Title Association, and everything that would be affected, as well as the State Board of Architecture, Engineering, Land Surveying, Landscape Architecture, Geoscience, and Interior Design. Any issues addressed at those times have been taken into consideration and have been addressed in the House File 794. We do need, however, Madam President, to make an amendment that was overlooked in the traveling of this bill through the other body, but was caught in the Senate body in the judiciary. This amendment will make changes in one section.
Senator Carlson, do you want the Secretary to report the amendment? Do you have the number?
Yes, I do. It's the A2 amendment.
Secretary will report the eight. Oh, we don't have the amendment.
And the bill in judiciary.
Senator Carlson, the desk informs me that the Senate language is identical to the House language. Was that amendment made in the House bill?
The amendment was not made in the House bill. That's what I'm under the understanding.
Yeah, but it wasn't made in the House. To make an amendment. Do you want to withdraw your bill for now until you can get this amendment, bring it up another time?
Madam Chair, I believe, let's see, let me take a look here. Yeah, Madam Chair.
Amendments need to be sent to the desk, just a good reminder for everyone.
Okay, I was under the understanding that it had been sent to the desk, but I will withdraw the motion for the time being, yes.
House File 794 is withdrawn from consideration. No? Oh, you're just withdrawing the amendment? Senator Carlson, are you withdrawing your amendment that we don't have or your bill?
Madam Chair, I'll withdraw the amendment, but I believe what I need to do is progress the bill. Is that correct?
You could just table your bill.
Great.
That's what
we
I did.
Table the bill for the time being.
House File 794 is withdrawn from consideration today. And laid on the table. It's a motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Announcements of Senate interest. Are there any announcements? Without objection, the following senators will be excused from today's session. Senators Torres, Ray, Schmidt, Brown, Reinert. Senator Bach.
Madam President, I move the Senate do now adjourn until Tuesday, April 7, 12 o'clock noon.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. The Senate stands adjourned.